As AI continues to revolutionize our world, there's a critical conversation we can't ignore: AI safety and security. And that's where HackerOne's AI red teaming comes into play, rigorously testing AI models to prevent them from being misled or exploited. HackerOne employs over 2 million ethical hackers, and 750 of them specialize in prompt hacking and other AI security and testing. So HackerOne isn't just theorizing, they're actively safeguarding AI's future. Just recently, a team unearthed over 100 vulnerabilities in just 2 weeks. So whether you're at the helm of a startup or steering product innovation at a large company, it's time to prioritize AI security. Visit HackerOne.com/AI for more. Again, HackerOne.com/AI.
This episode is sponsored by porkbun.com. Porkbun is a refreshingly different domain name registrar that's different from the other ones like GoDaddy or Namecheap. They've got low prices on hundreds of different domain extensions. They've got everything from .com domains to really cool ones like .pro, .dev, .xyz. Every domain name at Porkbun comes with tons of freebies too, like SSL certificate, whois privacy, DNS, URL forwarding, and hosting trials. Because why pay for things that should be free, right? All these incredible features and tools are backed by incredible support, 365 days a year, and more 5-star reviews on Trustpilot from real customers than anyone else. Look, you can get $1 off your next domain name from Porkbun and see why they're the best domain name registrar around by using our code. Just go to porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. That's porkbun, porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. You'll save $1 on your next domain. This episode is brought to you by Gigantic. At Gigantic, you can level up your product skills through live, small group, cohort-based trainings. We're incredibly excited to welcome you to our next cohort of our product strategy training, kicking off in January of 2024. This course will take you through the frameworks that product leaders use at companies like eBay, DoorDash, Groupon, Rent the Runway, in order to scale their teams. It's taught by Ben Foster, a friend of this podcast, who is the former chief product officer at Whoop. So come join us. Go to gigantic.is. That's gigantic.is. And save your seat for our January cohort. Your potential is gigantic, and we're here to help you reach it. Go to gigantic.is to reserve your seat today. Today on the show, we welcome Ali Gardner, the CEO of Unbounce. We caught him right in the middle of his product awareness month journey, where all through January, he is writing one blog post a day about something related to product, product growth, and Unbounce. And so it's a pretty fascinating interview right in the middle of where they're trying to figure out the next phase of their business. So stay tuned. Welcome to Rocketship.fm. In season 4 of Rocketship, we are diving into everything product and growth.
Rocketship FM is produced in partnership with Product Collective.
We're your hosts, Michael Sacca
and Mike Belsito.
All right, Ali, welcome back to the show. It's been a little while.
It has. Thank you for having me back on, Michael.
Absolutely. No, I'm excited to catch up and find out what you've been up to in an Unbounce. And I think we caught you at a really cool time because you just kicked off a product awareness month at Unbounce.
We did, yes. It was actually called Product Marketing Month at the beginning when we started it. Basically, the concept is we've had the landing page product forever, right? For 8 years. And we launched two new products. The adoption, like pop-ups and sticky bars, the adoption was really bad, really low over the first kind of, let's say, 8 months. So we had a founder drinks in December, and I was really like really pissed off, frustrated about this fact. And Carter, one of the chief product officer, he's like, oh yeah, whatever. Just, you know, calm down. What are you going to do about it? So I said, and it's on video recording.
I saw it.
I'm going to write 30 blog posts in January all about product marketing. Boom.
And here you are.
Yeah, and I am lying, sitting in my grave or bed or whatever it is, the thing that I dug or made, and it's a little insane.
So this was, it was based on, because you didn't get adoption on those two products. What do you think are some of the reasons? And you outline them in a couple of the posts, but that they didn't get adopted at the same rate that, you know, the Unbounce proper, the landing page software has.
Yeah, it was, it's the first time we've expanded beyond one product. So I think we just made a bunch of assumptions and then a bunch of mistakes. We thought, you know, we add more products, everyone's just going to go, oh, awesome, we'll use those too. But that's not the case, right? Everyone's busy. They spent the time getting used to the fact they need to use landing pages and rocking that. But that doesn't mean that they have the time to look at your product, figure out how they'd use it, and then start using it. So, and kind of prior to that, we were trying to name the new products, and we were going to do a whole suite of these products, and we called the umbrella term convertibles. Which, you know, it's a made up word because it's got an A. It's not convertible like a car. It's like, so, you know, we thought,
I can kind of get it. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all about, you know, kind of growth and getting extra conversions. And there were going to be other umbrella terms for different types of product in the future too. But at the time, we just had one product, which was the pop-up one, which we called overlays. So now we have a new term, umbrella term, convertibles, with only one product inside it called overlays, and it's a pop-up. So the marketing teams are trying to communicate this, and like the value prop just started going crazy, and nobody knew what to do. It was just a cluster. So that's one problem. And so then in the app, you know, it'd be like landing pages on the sidebar, then it would say convertibles, which doesn't really attract your attention because it's not a word you've ever heard before. Right. So I think people weren't finding it. People were confused by the communication. We hadn't updated the website properly, like lots of things like that. And also the functional user or buyer of that those products is or may be different to landing pages, because landing pages are for marketing campaigns. So you're, you know, doing Google AdWords, paid campaigns driving to landing pages. But then sticky bars and pop-ups are for your website primarily. And that might be a different owner. It could be your web team that owns that. So like, and they're not thinking about it. They don't even use the landing pages. So they don't see this new thing. So that there's a big disconnect in who we're talking to and how we're doing it. So that's kind of, you know, the basis of how some of it went wrong.
And so you're right in the middle of a lot of that discovery. I mean, did changing the names help at all?
It's very recent. So yeah, after lots of back and forth and digging through bureaucracy and that kind of thing, we've ditched the term convertibles. We've changed overlays back to pop-ups. And, you know, we're calling a spade. And so that's very new. That's only happened a couple of weeks ago. So it's too early to know the impact, but we're at least making it simpler to communicate.
Nice. Yeah. There was something in, so this month you're doing a blog post every day. And there was something in particular that when I was reading through the introductory blog post that really resonated was that you haven't historically talked about the product that you're building, right? And have opted to just provide, value to your readers without explicitly saying, this is what Unbounce can do, all the time. But this month, you're actually going to talk about Unbounce. Where did that change come from?
It was born out of that frustration. And, you know, maybe it's a symptom of us being Canadian that we're apologetic in our content. We have a product. But, I don't want to interrupt you with our product. I'll just keep talking about, you know, content, theory, educational stuff. So it's moving a bit more back to kind of how it should be, because people need products, right? So as long as you do it in a nice way, people are going to be grateful when they get to see an inside look at how they can actually use this thing and see more of it. Because our best ever performing campaign was the landing page sessions, which was, you know, fairly high production thing of me critiquing landing pages, but you And it's like, you know, me at a desk, you see me.
Okay.
And it goes back and forth into the app. So it was the first time we actually showed the product, and it worked really well, obviously, because you see the product. So it's just trying to bring some of that type of thing into our content.
Yeah. So how did you approach coming up with 30 blog posts? I read the first one is like 4,000 words long. Like these are little bang them out posts, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, coming up with the titles only took me 25 minutes to write 30 titles. It's just like, okay. Da, 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 da. They're changing over time. As I'm writing them, they're morphing. But yeah, I've probably written 15, 20,000 words already. And we're on day 8 or something. And it, you know, it's ruining my relationship. I'm not going to lie. My wife is incredibly neglected right now.
So there's a lot of late nights getting these out. Yeah. Luckily, it's only January, right? So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing 15, 17 hour days every day, including the weekends. And it's a bit much. I'm probably going to stop doing the weekend ones because, yeah.
Oh, right. You're doing Saturday, Sunday too.
Yeah. And really,
I would get to 30, yeah, right? Yeah.
Quitting smoking. You're like, I committed to this, and I've got a winning streak. I haven't smoked for 8 days. I can't break now. I have to do 9, 10, 11, 12. You know, but I had to be realistic. You know,
right?
I was up at 2 a.m. not last night, the night before. I finished the post for the next day, so I was 2 hours late because we published at midnight. And then I realized, I don't have like the main hero image for the post. I'm like, oh no, and I couldn't. You know, sometimes when you're looking for those things, you start searching Google, you got this terribly like stock stuff. And
right.
Sometimes inspiration strikes and it's fine. You find something really cool and original, but I couldn't. So I start sketching one. And at this point, you know, I'm a bottle of wine in and I'm just going down this rabbit hole of these little drawings, and 4 a.m. rolls around. I finally get it done. And yeah, it's a little much, but it's an amazing experience trying to go through this, you know, because this is how I kind of was when we started the company. I just wrote all the time, and it was just long hours when you start a company. So I wanted to get back to that, kind of show what it means to be a little crazy and, you know, and really push for something just to kind of maybe help inspire the team or, you know.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. When Rainn Wilson realized he had a special gift for talking people to sleep, he had two choices: construct a massive speaker that would blast his voice to every person in the country, or invent a talking pillow. AT&T Business eventually talked him into the pillow thing. And backed by a reliable network, the only network with built-in security controls, Sleep with Rainn was a hit. Take your ideas to the moon and beyond at business.att.com. That's business.att.com. This episode is brought to you by Yahoo Finance. Wouldn't it be great if you could see all of your investment and retirement accounts in one place? With Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate your views with multiple accounts into one hub and access the expert analysis you need to tend to your entire portfolio with confidence. Honestly, this has been a lifesaver for me. I've used Yahoo Finance to consolidate all of my various 401k and investment accounts so I can see everything all in one place. And it makes it incredibly easy to manage. So if you're struggling with that, check out Yahoo Finance. For over 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. You can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart a great investor, and that's how Yahoo Finance ensures that you have the insights to look at your wealth in its entirety. So go to yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination.
Now, back to the show.
Yeah, yeah. So how are you introducing Unbounce in these posts? Like, what should we expect when we read the blog this month?
A few things. We redesigned the blog design just for the product marketing category. And like I said, it's now Product Awareness Month because I was naive at the beginning because I've never been a product marketer, that product marketing is a lot more than it's many things. It's customer research, it's positioning, it's that kind of thing. And it's also awareness. But this, because it's content, it's pure awareness. So it was naive of me to think that I could influence product adoption in such a big way just by doing this content. So now we've made it Product Awareness Month. And so inside the content, it needs to be obviously still useful, but I'm trying to make it quite meta in the what I'm talking about, I want to demonstrate at the same time. So I'm trying to make it as interactive as possible. So things like, I'll instruct people, hey, click here to launch a pop-up. So I'll just tell them it's going to happen. And they look at it and go, that's one of our things. And like, but then there's all these different advanced targeting and triggering. So try doing this and this will happen and blah, blah, blah. So I'm showing people. And then here's a sticky bar. And then I'm coming up with, new concepts. The one for tomorrow is called Maybe Later, a new interaction model for e-commerce entrance pop-ups. So it's taking a new idea, but then using our product to demonstrate how you do it. So for that one, this one's really cool because it's going to be, you'll watch it happening. You get an entrance pop-up, which is very common for e-com. You show up at the e-commerce site and it says 50% off site-wide. The thing is, it's right in your face before you've even started shopping, but it's probably is really valuable. So you're like, oh, I'm interested, but get out of my way. So instead of having, yes, I'd like it, it's too soon, no, I don't want it, I have like a middle step, which is maybe later, which is I'm interested, but please go away until I find what I'm looking for. So then that will log a cookie. When you do that, it'll hide the pop-up. And then using our cookie targeting, there'll be a sticky bar at the bottom that basically wherever you go on the site, it will follow you around with this subtle reminder of the offer you said maybe later too.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Right. I hate that. It's like, yes, I want this, no, kill a baby. You feel terrible.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you also can't get it back, right?
Yeah.
That's nice because you may actually want the content, but relevancy is important.
Yeah, and the timing of when I decide I want it. So it's kind of moving in the direction of more respectful interaction. So be super useful, but then help people to make the decisions when they're ready to do so, in a nice way.
It's so Canadian. Right?
Sorry to bother you, but we have 100% off in case you're interested.
Whenever you're ready. Yeah. Whenever you're ready. Very interesting. No, and like it's interesting to analyze the products that you build, right? Like pop-ups, people, they kind of have a bad rep, right? I can see it in your posts, like technology isn't the problem, we are, an essay on pop-ups. How do you approach communicating that to people that, this is a tool that can be useful, but maybe not everyone likes it?
Yeah, it's a big challenge. Yeah, at the start of that post, it's very common at conferences. You talk about something. I speak a lot, and someone in the audience, when there's a question, they'll say, "Yeah, that's all good and well. I see what you're doing. You're awesome at that. Great, but I have a really boring product. How do I market that?" So then I talk about, well, I've got one better than that. I'm like, how do you market a product that everyone in the world hates?
Right.
So. Excuse me. So that's where that kind of goes. But that's kind of why when we originally named it, we chose Overlay, because it was supposed to be drawing a line in the sand. So whenever I talked about it on podcasts or when I was speaking, whenever I was talking about the negative connotations, I would use the word pop-up. Whenever I was talking in a positive term, I would say overlay, because I'm trying to train people the difference between them, even though it's the same technology, doing it in a responsible manner, using the right targeting, triggering so it's relevant and timely. Let's call that an overlay because it's a better experience. But we're back to pop-ups.
Right. People understand pop-ups. Yeah. So what have, I mean, what caused, I'd like to even go further back, but what brought pop-ups and site banners, you know, into your interest into Unbounce as a product?
Great question. The couple of things. One, well, first of all, landing pages by default, if you're using them properly, you can use them for so many things. It's not just for the campaigns you're doing or whatever. There's many uses, but not everybody has figured that out, or not everybody uses them like that. Mm. So some people have, say, sporadic. That was the word I should use in the post. I was trying to find the right word. sporadic use, because I'm running a campaign, so we use landing pages. Awesome. We're not running anything for another few weeks or a month. Let's downgrade, right? So
okay.
Go back to a free plan. So then that's called a flapper, someone that kind of comes up and down, and it impacts your churn, it impacts your numbers, and you know it's not a good thing. So we've always been trying to search for a way to have it a bit more always on. And we know, so getting onto someone's website is a way of doing that, because you have landing pages for campaigns that's outside of your website. If we can get tools on the website, high chance they're more likely to be in this always on state. And because you get a lot more traffic on your website, the time to value is much faster. So when someone tries it, they're going to get conversions really quickly using pop-ups and sticky bars, and they'll go, oh,
right,
I see the value. And they're more likely to just leave it on, which is going to impact our churn numbers in a positive way. And you know, and we get access to more data because there's more traffic on websites. So that means we can accelerate our machine learning and that kind of thing, and then end up with even better products to make our customers more successful.
Interesting. Yeah, no, it makes sense. It feels like it fits, right? And you know, hopefully you guys can carve out that niche. Yeah. That kind of brings me to your adoption metrics. When I was reading these, they seemed almost harsh, right? Like someone has to pay you three times before they're considered a customer.
Yeah.
How did you land there?
We began probably like everybody, where a customer is just someone who signs up for a trial. And we're like, okay, but they've got to get to the end of the trial when they actually pay you. And then we're like, well, then people, there's a portion that are like, oh, I didn't realize. And then they'll want to cancel. And there's people who will try it maybe in the second month because now they've been pressured to because they paid, and then they realize it's not for them. So, okay, well, let's make it 2 months to make sure they've done a couple. And then just through analysis, it just seemed that 3 months was the point where they really become a customer who is solid, has adopted the product, is using it consistently. So let's define that as a real customer, which makes it tougher, you know, because whenever you make changes, you have a bit of a longer period where you're waiting to see if the results, you know, come in from your, say you're running an A/B test, whatever it is, that depending on what your goal is. But if your goal is ideal customer, full adoption, then, you know, you have to think a lot more long-term. And yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I imagine it shifts the focus of your team, right? Because if you call them a customer at sign up, that's kind of when the effort stops. But here, you know, they have to pay for 3 months. Your team is still focused on converting them. Was that the case?
Yeah, there's a lot of onboarding. Well, we have an adoption squad, so they kind of focus on, you know, making sure people get to that point of value as quickly as possible, but then, you know, work with them consistently to try and ramp them up. We have an expansion squad as well to try and get many things, like try and get people using more of the features that will benefit them, get them, you know, which sometimes will lead to a higher plan, or just getting them on the thing that's appropriate for them. And then expanding actually into the other products too, and helping with that process. So yeah, we've created a new team because of, you know, this type of setup.
It's nice. Yeah. So what comes after this month? I know you're like knee deep in it, or probably much deeper, but yeah. What comes after this month for you?
Week off.
Well deserved.
That's, you know, TBD. We don't know what the results of this are going to be, you know, because it's going to take a bit of time to do the analysis on it.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll hopefully it will give us enough insight to decide, should we have a product section on the blog? Should we not have a more of a product focused, you know, design? Because right now the redesign for just that section is, there's no nav to the regular website apart from the logo. So it's logo, who we are. So what we do is we're the conversion platform for marketers, descriptive value prop, and then just three buttons: trial products, landing pages, pop-up sticky bars. So it's very simple, with the idea that when someone comes there, they immediately will see, oh, they have three products, right? So there's no digging, there's no looking, even if they don't do anything about it.
Right.
Just the awareness that now we have three products is kind of the goal of that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big test. Well, how do we, what's the easiest way to find this post a day and follow along with you?
Go to the Unbounce blog and you'll just see, you know, the last eight posts are in this thing. If you go back to like January 2nd, you'll see the product marketing, product awareness month, why I'm writing 30 posts in 30 days. That's the best place to begin. I mean, you've covered a lot of the background there. There will be, there's places throughout the posts, but there will be an exit pop-up, I believe, on every post to subscribe to weekly updates about this. You know, it's like a weekly digest with that. Yeah, so that's the best way of following along.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ali. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. That was really fun.
You want to find out more about rocketship.fm, go to rocketship.fm. It's pretty simple, right? Make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss future episodes in this series. And if you like today's episode, tell a friend.
Or two friends, or a lot of friends. We would love it if you would spread the word.
You could sign up for our newsletter. We have partnered with Product Collective, Mike Belcito's company, to bring you even more content each week. So if you sign up for the newsletter, you're going to get content from Rocketship FM. You're also going to get detailed product content from Product Collective, which is incredibly valuable. And as entrepreneurs, it's one of the most important topics for us to stay up on. So go to rocketship.fm and sign up for our newsletter. If you enjoy this content, leave us a quick review, or tell a friend, or share the link on Twitter. Anything helps to get the word out about the show. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back here in just a couple of days.